Ara Ara.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Ara Ara channel. And today I'm with my usual co-host Amy.
Hi.
So honestly, today we don't have a topic prepared. So we're just here to talk about anime, I guess.
Just more of like updates on us and everything that's going on in general, just so that you guys get to know us a bit more. Because like, okay, you know our anime backgrounds and the stuff we like, but you don't really know much about us unless we sort of add it into little snippets in our stories. We just thought it would be a good opportunity for you guys to know more stuff about us. So yeah.
What happens behind the scenes? Well, behind the scenes. No, but I remember like a few months back, I think. I'm not sure if it was for our anniversary or even before that. We did a question on our Instagram, like, ask us anything. So that's what's going to happen today. We will be answering some of the questions that you posted for us. And let's see. Let's get to know the girls of Ara Ara, I guess. But before that, Amy, before that, belated happy birthday. And I know we recorded an episode previously, but we didn't get to say that it was your birthday because obviously it was the Akira Toriyama episode. So yeah, how was your birthday?
I got a haircut, as you can see. Yeah, no, I haven't had my hair this short since college.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't have... Yeah. Back in uni, I had my hair this short. Like, if you look at my graduation photos, it was this short. Mm. So, yeah.
What made you decide to cut your hair?
Oh, a broken heart. No, that's what all girls do, right? No, so, I don't know. I just wanted to change. It's the last of my 20s. So, I kind of thought, oh, why not? Like...
Girl, don't reveal our age.
Okay, no, then let's go back. It was a broken heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that instead. Forget the age thing. It wasn't that. I'm totally not on the last of my
20s. Yeah. We're not.
No, that.
Because I feel so weird whenever we go to events and like, oh my god, these are kids. I don't feel like a kid now. So I'm also on the last of my 20s. So let's see. Let's see how that will pan out. And I remember you celebrated your birthday in the VR that Arena Games. And unfortunately, they're closing. Or they closed, actually.
The thing is, like, whenever I make new friends, I always bring people to Arena Games. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of like one of the first few hangouts that we had. Right, it was you, me, Nico, and Maha.
Yeah.
And then the first time you celebrated your birthday, I mean, like, with me.
Mm-hmm. Was there.
You invited me. It was in Arena Games.
Yeah.
And then now that they're closing, the celebration for my birthday, the last time we all hung out with that group of friends, is in that same place.
Yeah.
And it's like,
It sounds unfortunate. It's really unfortunate, but I don't know what happened. Why did they close? Do you know?
No idea. And it's sad. It's really sad. Like, that was our go-to place, really.
Yeah. It's a fun place. It's a fun activity. And, you know, knowing Dubai, it's not really fun going outside most of the time, especially in summer. It's really not a nice place to go out to. So that place is an indoor VR arena stuff where you can hang out with friends, chill. And then there's food court right above it. So, you know, a very cozy food court.
Yeah, and their games were actually fun because I've tried other VR games. I'm sure you've tried other VR games too. And it's really not as fun as that place.
Yeah, I remember the zombie game.
Yeah.
And I remember Maha was like, shoot the legs.
I remember Maha back then, she did was say Nico.
So, yeah, because apparently in some zombie games, if you shoot the legs, they will start to crawl and they will be easier to kill. But the thing with zombies in that game, even if you shoot the legs, nothing happens. They're just still gonna walk and run towards you, and I'm like, yeah, it was scary the first time, but eventually it was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, now we're like apocalypse ready. So what happens is whenever we go there, or whenever I go there with like other friends as well, there's only two games that I really like to play. And it's the zombie one that we mentioned. It's called Outbreak. And the second one is Soul Raiders, which is a PvP. So for my birthday, I had like a whole weekend celebration because my birthday was on a Friday. And I celebrated with a bunch of people. And I did go to the VR place twice. One was with my colleagues, and then the second time was with you guys. And with my colleagues, what they enjoyed more was the zombie game, Which is weird because, like, every time I go with, like, other people, they usually enjoy the PvP more. Yeah. They usually enjoy Soul Raiders more. So we were talking about that, and I was like, oh, well, I also do enjoy the zombies more, so I guess I'm apocalypse ready. But if ever there's a war, because of the PvP, I'm apocalypse ready, but I'm not war ready. And so he's like, all right, but it's fine because the zombie apocalypse is going to happen even sooner than a war. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure with the way things are going on in our climate right now, a war is going to happen first. And he's like, do you want to take a bet? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure money would have no value if a zombie apocalypse happens or if a war happens. And he's like, all right, we'll bet on food. I'm like, all right, let's bet on food.
Girl, let's I don't want to get canceled because of this, please. You can see the change on my face now when you were talking about war and apocalypse, please, Amy.
No, so he's betting that an apocalypse will happen first. I'm betting the other thing. So if a zombie apocalypse happens first, I'm really good at the zombie game. You can have me on your team. I will save you.
Yeah, she's really good. You were the top player on our game, on your birthday.
I'm usually the top player, yeah.
Yeah, but in Seoul, I remember it wasn't the case.
Yeah, no. Like for the zombie game, for Outbreak, like I'm usually top one on the board. Like even when we played with those random dudes, remember?
Yeah.
Regardless of who we play with, I'm usually top one. There's only been twice that I've become top two, but otherwise I'm top one. The thing is, when it comes to PvP, which is the Seoul Raiders, I'm like, I've never been on a team that has won. Has lost, and I think I'm the problem, so I'm sorry for anyone who had to be on my team.
Yeah, I remember. I remember. I still have the videos, by the way. So, but anyway, moving on from your birthday celebration, what anime are you currently watching, Amy? Are you still on One Piece?
I am currently in Dressrosa, somewhere in the middle of Dressrosa, but apparently it's like a really long arc.
Yeah,
I have stopped watching for I think this entire month because I'm currently watching something else. Like I'm currently watching a different show, Ted Lasso.
Okay,
yeah. So
not familiar with that. So like,
yeah, it's like it's an Emmy award winning show. It's more of like that lighthearted sort of show. Mm-hmm. It's nothing deep or anything. Yeah, so just took a break, but Dressrosa is probably my favorite arc right now.
But what I like about One Piece is that every time we encounter an arc, it's always better than the last one. Like for me, I was saying last time that I was at Water 7 and East Lobby. It was so good. Plot twists were amazing. And I was so freaking pissed at one point, which I will tell you guys why. And then now I am in Marineford arc. So imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm now in Marineford. And I would say the suspense in Marineford is insane. You know? And the thing is, the only, again, for us, I'm not sure about you, Amy, but I've seen a lot of spoilers about One Piece at this point. I already know that there's someone important who's going to die in Marineford, even though I'm not yet at that episode. Yeah. But the thing is, there are still some things that I didn't know about One Piece. And I didn't know what was going to happen to Going Merry. I remember in Enies Lobby, Going Merry is supposed to get shipwrecked or something. And then we didn't see Going Merry after Water 7. Throughout the whole Enies Lobby, there's no mention of Going Merry or whatever because the focus was saving Robin, right? And then I was watching the episodes. And then what annoyed me was I got spoiled by a thumbnail. Because like, I was panicking. Like, I don't know how are they going to escape from Water 7. Because like the last episode that I've watched was the part where the escape ship that they were supposed to use, which was the Navy's, they got shot by the Navy. So they couldn't use the escape ship. So I'm like, oh my God, how are they going to escape? And then this thumbnail was there with the head of Going Merry. And they're all in there. And I'm like, okay, great. Thank you very much. Well, yeah, going back. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to say like how you said that like every arc gets better and better and better. And I agree. That's also what I've told Nico as well, like, because obviously we talk about One Piece. And I tell him, like, yeah, every arc gets better and better and better. But he has asked me several times, like, oh, what's your favorite arc? Like, when we were in Enies Lobby, he asked me, is this your favorite arc? I'm like, nah. We were at Marineford. Nah. What was that? Before Marineford, Impel Down. I'm like, this is pretty close, but I won't really say it's my favorite, you know. But Dressrosa, the moment it started, I was like, I love this arc. I really love this. This is my favorite. So I can't really? Wait to get there. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
No, I've been guessing the plot twists. Like, you know, at some point there was this like plot twist that happened, and then Nico paused it and he's like, "Did you see that coming?" I'm like, "Yeah, pretty much."
Yeah. But you know what? What I like about One Piece is the foreshadowing or pieces of information that you were shown in the beginning, but you probably didn't know that it would be relevant towards the end of the show or towards whichever season you're watching. And I'm like, I remember what you told me last time. George R.R. Martin could never.
Like, yeah, it's true. It's true. Haters come at me. It's true.
It's like, I'm getting mind blown. And then I had to check the previous episodes. Is it really like this? Oh yeah, because I was so amazed with the sun tattoo that they had. I mean, I noticed the sun tattoo, but I didn't give it too much importance. But when it was explained in Amazon Lily by Boba Hancock, I was like, you got me there. You got me there, Oda. Exactly. I swear to God. You know? Anyway. So, going back, because this is not a One Piece episode. I said that before, but and I'm saying again, it's not a One Piece episode. We're just too hyped about it. So now going back, ask me anything questions that we received. So we have a lot, actually. I didn't expect it was this much.
Yeah, so, I didn't expect this to get this many questions.
We might not be able to finish this all, but let's see. Okay, so the first one is the weirdest trend you've done.
No, I don't really do trends.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't really done trends.
Even fashion?
I do a lot of weird things. In terms of like fashion trends, I mean, let's say back in like the emo days and stuff, like we all did that.
Yeah, you know? It's not as weird.
It's not weird. It was the thing back then. But in terms of like it being weird, and I don't think being emo is weird either.
So, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm weird. I'm a really weird person. And I do weird things all the time, but weird trend? No, I can't think of any weird trend that I've done. What about you?
I also cannot think of any weird trend, but there's a cringe trend, like for me, that I did. And I'm like, I did that. Okay. Like, remember the time where, I don't know if it's the same trend in the Philippines and also in the UAE of how it was when it comes to fashion, but there was a time that wearing leggings underneath a skirt looks cool. And the leggings is like up until your knee.
Right.
And it's all bright and colorful. There was also a time in my life that I used to wear only neon clothes. Like, imagine that I was wearing neon in Litran, in school. It was a trend. The neon bracelets, neon whatever, accessories, clothes.
No, I never did that.
Good for you. I did that because of K-pop. My God. Things I did for my hobbies. Anyway, but yeah, so I feel cringe whenever I look at my old photos and I'm like, man, I really did this, okay? Because emo, I'm okay with emo, like the eyeliner and stuff. Mm. It's fine. It's mostly everybody did that anyway. But the color, the neon colors, there's one more thing. The mustache, they draw a mustache here, then like.
Oh, but that was normal then. But I also didn't do that. But
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Yeah.
But that was normal back then as well. So yeah. I don't think that's too weird.
That's why there's this trend on TikTok, I guess, that, oh, millennials are on Gen Zs for liking TikTok. But look at their trends before, like, emo hair.
Just like the side hair.
Yeah, side hair and then, you know. Anyway, so next question is, are you busy this weekend?
Am I busy this weekend? Well, it's currently a Saturday, the moment that we're recording this.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a Sunday when this releases. So
3 weeks from now, I guess, or 2 weeks from now.
3 weeks from now. So this current weekend, I am busy. I'm doing some freelance work because aside from work, I do freelance stuff. You know, just broke girl things. But no, I'm not going out. Oh, no, I am meeting a friend tomorrow. Yeah, I'm meeting a friend tomorrow. It's a friend who is in a higher batch, or who was in a higher batch than me back like in elementary and high school. Mm-hmm. And like, she greeted me happy birthday on my story. And I was like, hey, yeah, we should catch up. We were never close. So back then, I would stay back after school. And for several reasons, either I was doing extracurricular activities or I was waiting for my car ride home. And the car ride would usually come an hour after school hours. So because of that, there were a bunch of other kids that also would wait after school hours. So we all like would talk, and I wouldn't say we were super tight friends. We weren't. We would just talk during those times. And so she was one of them. So yeah, I'm seeing her tomorrow. What about you?
Honestly, see, one thing that you have to understand with me is that I'm a very much introverted person. Exact opposite of Amy. Amy's like, oh, let's go here. Oh, let's go here. Oh, here. But for me, if I go out the week before, I have to have my rest week. I have to have, you know, a day, a weekend that I will never go out of the house, even for groceries. I have to understand that. So this is that week. This is that weekend. So yeah. Pretty much I'm just chilling at home. Maybe I will go out for, you know, just to walk around. There's a nearby park where I stay. And the past few days, I'm always walking around that park just, you know, to chill because it has a lake in the middle of it. And like you can see dogs, like families chilling there, having picnics. So I was like, yeah, this is a really nice place. But for this weekend, no, I'm not busy. I am busy with Ara Ara content. That's it. Yeah. So yeah, next
question. Which is pretty busy, actually.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's a lot of edits. It's a...
Yeah, you guys have to watch out. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of Ara Ara, we are launching our Discord channel. So yes. Yeah. Yes. So guys, please join our Discord server. I'm sorry, it's not a channel, it's a server. So, you know, with the intro, the RR channel and everything. And yeah. So going back, so please do join our Discord server. It's pretty new. After 3 years of doing content, we haven't really done Discord because it's not working properly here in the UAE. That's the only reason why we haven't really done Discord for the longest time. But in the beginning, we were actually recording our episodes in Discord. But, you know, it was really hard to record in Discord.
Yeah.
We will not tell you the back end, but yeah, it was really hard for us. Don't want to be in jail because of that. Just because. Anyway, so please do join. We will put the link in our description. So yeah, hang out with us there, chat, maybe play some video games as well. And then there's this next guy who sent you a message. I think this is not for me. This is for you, Amy. Would you ever get with me?
Let's both answer it though, because we don't know that. How do you can't assume? I swear, every time there are questions about guys asking somebody out, Viv is always like, this one's for you. Yeah. Assume that.
Yeah.
But whoever you are, D, no, I will not get with you because, first of all, you're anonymous. I don't know who you are. And yeah, I would have to get to know you first. Like, take me for coffee or something. Like, you can't just ask that, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Bibs? Would you ever get together with D?
Of course not. I'm sorry, D, but I don't know you. I just said so earlier, I'm a very introverted person. How do you expect me to go out or to get with you? How? You have to make me go out of the house first. That's the first challenge. So yeah, next is, do you have trust issues?
Ooh, Liz, you answer first. I've been answering first.
Oh, sorry. I do have trust issues, actually. Because like, you know, as time passes by, we have given our trust to people that, you know, ended up breaking our trust. So I would say that I do have trust issues, but most of the time I always still try to give the benefit of the doubt before, because in the first place I wouldn't be opening up to someone if I don't trust them. So that's the main thing. So it's more like, yeah, I do have trust issues, but once I started trusting you, that's it. So yeah, how about you, Amy?
I have the opposite. For example, like I'll meet a complete stranger, right? And I will just open up my heart to this stranger. I will tell them everything. You know, like, This Is Me Trying by Taylor Swift. It was pouring out my heart to a stranger, but I didn't pour the whiskey. When that line came out, like, I felt that.
Felt that to your bones.
No, I do like opening up to strangers because, like, they don't know me.
Yeah.
So they're looking at it through a perspective or through a lens that other people around me don't see. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like even with the people that I do know, I think that I'm pretty open. Mm-hmm. And I think in terms of trust, I also tend to give it a little too easily as well. Even if you've broken my trust before, if you apologize and like you come back and say like, can we be okay again or whatever, I would still give you that 100% trust all over again, which is bad. And I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to have trust issues.
Yeah, you should have trust issues, girl. My cancer sign is saying that this girl has issues, has problems, you know, like, girl. Because see, for me, being a cancer, well, using astrology now. No, I feel like I am more of the type of person that would like to keep my circle, you know, small. And even though, on the contrary, I actually have a pretty big circle. As I would think, I think so myself, you know, sometimes. But I only trust a few in that circle. Like, I have my ride or die, I would say, you know, and that's it. Because it's really hard for me to trust people. So, yeah. Anyway, next is, can you share your location with me? No. No.
We're anyway, in the UAE.
That's it. It's up to you to guess.
Because we're in LA. Oh, we're in LA.
I'm in Ras Al Khaimah. Anyway, next question is, who are you trying to get with?
You go first.
Henry Cavill.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Henry. This is my love letter to you. How about you, Amy?
Iñaki, you know, I'm really sorry you had a bad start, but hi.
I'm not a snob. Oh, girl.
I'm just shy.
I now finally saw Hancock's infamous looking down at folks.
She looks at that. She looks down on you so much. She looks up.
My God, I want to cosplay Boa Hancock. I swear to God, like, I really like.
I told you. Remember, I said, you know who would suit you, like, as a cosplay Boa Hancock, and you're like, yeah, but I'm not there yet. I'm like, yeah, but
yeah. Now that you mention it, huh? Look forward to that. Anyway, next is the worst date you've ever been on.
Look, okay. Sorry to my ex. I don't give a shit about you. Okay. I'm not a serial dater. Never have been. I'm not going to lie as well. Like, a lot of guys have asked me out over the years. Still ask me out. But I always decline because I'm more of the, like, if you want to be with me, we have to, like, be together sort of thing. So any story I have in terms of dates will be my actual exes that I've had relationships with, who I don't give a fuck about. I'm sorry, you know who you are. So this was my very first ex, and we went to watch Clash of Titans. Was it Clash of Titans? Hold on, let me. I want to get this. Clash of the Titans. Okay. So this was what
I'm laughing because my worst date is also in a movie. So you go first.
Yeah.
What is it with guys in a cinema theater? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you all? Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. No. This is not the worst, but this is the worst that I am legally allowed. No, because like, no, the others are like traumatizing. Like, they, okay, like, okay. You know, if I tell you the stories, you would be like, "Hey, Amy, I think you need professional help. Like, you went through trauma. Like, I think the other person needs to go to jail," sort of thing. So this is what I'm allowed to legally say. In terms of a worst date. The others don't count. So this was my first boyfriend. I was his first girlfriend as well. We went to see Clash of the Titans, and, you know, we were sitting next to each other. And obviously, like, he tried to lean in for a kiss, and, well, I don't really know. I guess we both leaned in a little too much, and then we ended up, like, clashing our teeth. And it really hurt. But, yeah. But then we did, like, kiss properly. But yeah, we did kiss properly after that. Properly is the best way I could put it. It wasn't a great first kiss either.
So I like how you're nervously glancing.
I'm wondering, I'm like, what if this person sees this episode? But no, you know what? It's so weird because, like, he broke up with me because he started falling for someone else. Like, I don't think he cheated. I think he was falling for someone else. He basically told me, and then ended things with me. But I was, like, friends with the person that he got together with. And then anyway, like, for me, I don't really care. He was one of the people, like, I dated just because I was bored. I'm this Like, he asked me out so many times that I was like, oh, I'm kind of bored. Like, yeah, fine, whatever, be my boyfriend. So I didn't really feel all that bad about the breakup or anything. So whenever we would hang out, because we had the same group of friends, I would still be like very friendly and all of that. And he was always awkward around me. Like, he would always just avoid talking to me as if I was the one that broke his heart or something. Like, I never ghosted you. I didn't break up with you. You broke up with me. And you're the one that's awkward. So I don't know if, like, he ever stalks me or anything like that. So if he sees this, I don't know how he'll react. So yeah, that's the only hesitation in my head. But otherwise, like, yeah, I don't really care. What about yours?
There's something about first dates, you know, first cinema, whatever, first boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. For me, it's also I wouldn't say first date that I've been on, but like, see, I've never been in a serious relationship almost. Like, I've had one boyfriend, I guess, but that was in high school. And sometimes I don't even count that anymore because like, it was just for fun. that's how, yeah, I feel about it. I've dated around as well here in the UAE, not much in the Philippines. The worst date that I've ever been on, I would say for now, is that I went to a movie as well with this guy. I wouldn't say which part of my life because I want to make it as anonymous as possible because I also feel shy saying this out loud like this. But like, it was in a cinema. And no, I will just say it. It's the first time I watched a movie with a guy with the intention of dating. Because most of the time I also have guy friends that I watch this movie with. But it's like, yeah, it's fine, you know, like, it's casual, you know, it's just, and I have a lot, I have two brothers, so I'm used to guys being around me. I have a lot of male cousins, so it's fine. So this is the first time I went on an actual date, and then it was a movie. I wouldn't say the name of the movie, because that will give it away, and you will know which year, so I wouldn't want to say that, but I've never held hands with anyone, or I've never hugged a guy, that level of, I would say, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, I have never touched a guy that way. So this guy, while we were watching, started to, you know, try to grab my hand, hold my hand, or like try to not hug me, but put his arms on my shoulder. And I'm like, dude, we're watching. What the fuck are you doing? You know, like doing those moves. No kissing happened. Nothing happened. But like, it just felt awkward because, like, you know, the hand holding. That's how naive I am before. So like, yeah, I just felt uncomfortable all the way. I mean, all throughout the movie. And even after we went out, like, for, I'm not sure if we went out for dinner or something. I don't think so. But yeah, it was an overall awkward situation for me because I didn't know how to respond. I didn't know how to act. Like, should I, what? Like, should I do this? You know, like how it is in anime, like, swoon over and like that. No, but... And to be fair, I didn't like the guy that much, so. Next! It was a very awkward conversation. I don't like that. Next is, what is your favorite thing about Vibs? What's your favorite thing about me?
Aw. Well, my favorite thing about Vibs is that she is really hardworking. Like, again, like, this is you guys trying to get to know us, but, like, I've known Vibs mostly, like, from the last 3 years, and she is one of the hardest working people that I know. And
I'm not blushing.
And like
like, and Chopper.
Like Chopper. And she's also one of the strongest people that I know. And I don't say that lightly. I don't really say that about a lot of people. Even before we started recording this, I was criticizing someone else for for saying that they're strong, and I'm like, no, you're not. Anyway, no, but she is one of the strongest people that I know. She has gone through so much, like so much. You have no idea how much she went through, and it's really not my place to say all of the stuff that she has gone through and is going through, but she goes through it on her own. She's very independent, and even despite her being alone, she still cares a lot about her friends and her family. And she, yeah, she really tries to balance all of that. And I know she carries a lot of weight on her shoulders, but, you know, she still really, really tries. And that's one of my favorite things about her.
Aw. No, I don't want to say anything. You fluffed me off too much. Now, anyway, I will also say my favorite thing about you, of course. But honestly, there's a lot. I don't want to copy what you said because I also feel like you're the same, but the most compliment or the highest compliment, I guess, that I can give Amy, and like my favorite thing about Amy is like, I honestly think you're smart, you know? And I don't really say that to a lot of people, but I really feel like you're a smart person, like you're wise, and at the same time, very creative, you know? Because like for me, there are things that I don't see. I tend to think of things in a certain way, but Amy makes me realize it in a different point of view. I remember during the times that I'm struggling, I always talk to you like, why is this happening? Or blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't understand this. Whatever I'm ranting to you, I guess. And you always give me these small words of motivation, even though I don't feel like that's your goal, but like that's how it felt to me, you know? And especially during the times that you will randomly say hi to me, because we're not actually that close, even before, like in uni, but like the small ways of you reaching out, it's really nice for me. Even though we were not that close, you invite me to hang out. And there's one more thing that I want to add, actually, but it's also the same. So I like this about you, but at the same, time, I hate this about you too. You know,
it's extroversion, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's my favorite thing about you, but at the same time, nope. So I hate you for being an extrovert. Sorry, Narvin. I will try my best to control my expletives, but yeah. Yeah, that's what I hate about you too. Not only the extroversion, but like you're always on the go for something, and I'm like, girl, it's my bedtime. Where do you want to go now? Yeah. So
whenever we're out, you'll give me this look like, can you like just go home now? Can we go home, please? And I'll be like, no, it's okay. We can keep hanging out. We can. It's fine. I'm okay. Right? You're okay too, right?
And sometimes I don't have a choice. It's not about the people who we're with, honestly. It's regardless of who we're with, Amy knows this. I have the same look. Like, I have to glow. But Amy's like, ah, like, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. That's just my favorite and the same thing that I hate about Amy. The extroversion is too much. Okay, next question is your favorite hobby.
Ooh, what's your favorite hobby? Answer first.
See, I have a lot of hobbies, but the thing about me is that when I get into a hobby, I tend to go and dive into it, you know? Like if it's gaming, you know, there was an era of my life that I put aside other hobbies to give way for gaming. And then when I did cosplaying, I put aside other stuff. Cosplaying and same thing. But the constant thing though that I've noticed in my whole life is watching anime. So I guess that's it. Because I don't think there was a point in my life that I stopped watching anime. I at least still have to watch something. But for gaming, there are some times that I don't have the energy to game. Not about the energy, more like I don't have the time to play. Because that's my issue right now. Like I can still watch anime, but for gaming, I have this mindset that if I'm going to play, let's say, if I'm going to open my PlayStation, I need to have at least 3 hours of playtime. Because 1 hour is not enough for one chapter sometimes, you know? Like it's,
exactly.
And I don't want to stop in the middle. So, yeah, but I guess it's still going to be anime for me. How about you?
Probably similar. Something that's been a constant in my life is watching shows. You know me, like I really love pop culture and following all of that. Because in terms of like hobbies, I do like to try like many, many things. Like I've tried a lot, like archery and parkour and all of that. And I do love trying new things. But those are not very sustainable hobbies in terms of money.
Yeah, it's always the money, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah. So in terms of like a very consistent hobby, I guess it's like keeping up with pop culture. Mm. So watching shows, anime,
yeah,
etc. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Now, next is, if you could redo your channel, would you do anything differently?
I don't think so. If there's anything, it's probably just to try to be more consistent.
Yeah. But honestly, that's the same answer that I have. Like, it's just consistency that we're lacking.
But in terms of, like, the stuff that we've tried or that we've done or are still trying, no, because that's, like, how we learn and that's how we figure things out. And we're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah, consistency. And like for me, Amy and I like trying new things for our content. But you know, one thing that I've been consistent about is that I told her I don't like anime reactions. The way that Amy doesn't like live streaming of a video game. So Those are the things that makes us different, I guess. And I really like that we have that kind of balance. Because for me, I was even thinking that maybe I can do live streaming of the anime, watching the watch party, you know? Because I honestly don't feel comfortable doing reaction videos. That's why, if you guys noticed, we somehow stopped it. And at the same time, we were too busy to record. So I wouldn't change anything, if that's the question, you know. Next is, what do you fear? For me, injections. I hate injections. Sorry, I cannot. My God. See, I never used to hate injections, but it was fourth year of high school. I was hospitalized for 2 weeks for dengue. And that, are you familiar with that, Amy? Of course, you should
be.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, that's a Filipino thing. Yeah. You know, like rainy season, there's a lot of mosquitoes. Then I got bit. I got dengue. And I don't know, in other countries, it's pronounced as dengue. But for us, it's dengue. So I don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah, the thing about that sickness is that they always have to monitor your platelet count. In a day, I forgot how many times they had to take my blood, but I guess minimum of 3 to 5. I don't know. And my arms became super bruised. They had to take out blood from my fingers because they couldn't take out from my arms anymore. So that started my fear of injections. Before that, I'm okay. You know, like, I'm fine, yeah. But I rarely get any blood tests anyway. But after that incident, I started having this fear of injections. Because in the Philippines, if you are employed in a reputable company, you always have to do annual physical examination. So it's an annual thing. Always has to be with me, you know, to hold my hand when I'm doing injections. So that's how bad it is. But for now in Dubai, yeah, so far I can handle it by myself. But still, I tend to tell the nurse beforehand, like, I'm sorry, I'm really afraid of injections, especially during COVID. Hello, vaccines. Anyway, going back, how about you? What do you fear?
Rats.
Really?
I'm afraid of rats, yeah. No, and I don't mind, like, I don't mind mice. I don't mind hamsters. I don't mind gerbils. It's just rats. Big sewer rats that are the size of cats. I'm so afraid of them, I would rather get hit by a car. This was in the Philippines. I was walking with Nico and my brother. And we were at the sidewalk, and then there was this rat that ran across. And I was so scared. I ran towards the middle of the street. Good thing there are no cars. And then they pulled me, and they're like, what is wrong with you? What is, like, it's a rat. You could have died by, like, getting a car accident. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't really think that I was, like, for me, I was so afraid. I was just running. I didn't realize that I was running at, like, the road. I was, like, that afraid.
I actually saw one random video on TikTok about a temple in India that has rats. They worship rats. I'm not sure if they worship, but if you saw the video, the rats were just roaming around with them. Like, you know, they're cooking food. Rats were just everywhere. Anyway.
Just in the conversation of fear, do you fear death or do you fear the pain?
Honestly, if I die, I don't want to feel pain. That's why I always say this, that I don't want to die of old age, just because I don't want to feel brittle, weak, and then so many injections just to keep you alive. Like, if it's my time to go, just let me go. I don't want to ask this question, but how would you prefer to die, Amy?
You know, I don't know. It's funny because, like, one of my favorite books is Looking for Alaska, and it's by John Green. I've always wanted something that would be fast. I don't know what, probably a car accident, right? I don't know. But something that's fast. And then that book kind of put stuff into perspective where, okay, a little bit of a spoiler, but there's, like, a line there that kind of talks about how are you to say what's fast? 5 minute instant rice could be slow if you're talking about death, but fast since you're talking about instant rice. Stuff like that. So something, I guess, if it's not fast, something I won't feel pain. But again, we won't really know.
Yeah, true.
Which is why I like asking that question. Do you fear death or do you fear pain? And then the other question I ask people is, do you fear death or do you fear the unknown?
I honestly want to know what's going to happen after death. Like, I'm curious. Yeah. Like, oh, is it going to be a pitch black thing? Is it going to be like the Soul movie where all souls will be in a certain place and then your memory will be erased of your past lives or before you jump to Earth if you've watched that movie? So it's a really cool movie. But anyway, yeah, we still have a lot of questions. So I think we have to be fast about it. Now, this is the funny question that I like. Have you ever been fired from a job?
Yes, yes, I have. This country is not really a country where you go for one job and you settle and you stay there for
10 years, 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, there are people who do that. There are jobs that do that. But if you're ambitious, or if you have a lot to offer, or if you want to climb up the corporate ladder, there's going to be a lot of jumping around, regardless of if it's you leaving the company or the company saying goodbye to you. So yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I feel like everyone here in this country, at least at one point in their lives, got fired. Especially the ones who are at the working age. So, because even for me, I got fired from my first job here in Dubai, actually. That was before COVID, during COVID, actually. But it was for a petty reason. Like, I don't even want to remember that part anymore. But it was super petty. And that's the first time I realized, oh, so this is how company politics looks like. That's the first time. Because in the Philippines, I've only ever been employed in one company, which is a BPO. And I've been there for 4 years. I didn't know how company politics looked like. Because there, it's a very huge company. You're just one dot in a circle, you know, in a whole big circle. So, but here it's very easy to get fired because of company politics. Like, that's
I got fired for negative energy.
You know what? I think that's also the same reason why I got fired in my first job. You know,
negative energy. Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty normal here. Like, I don't know. There's no shame in that.
Yeah,
you move on some way or the other from your workplace until you find something that you're happy with. That's just how life is.
Anyway, we don't want to get fired from our current job, so we will stop talking about that now. Do you snore?
Do I snore? Yeah, I do.
For me, I only snore when I am extremely tired. But I remember a friend told me that I don't know if I should say this like this, but one friend, Dale told me, you know Dale, right? So she's our friend, common friend. She's my best friend here in the UAE. And she told me that I moan when I sleep. Yeah. So I was like, weird fact. Okay, thank you for telling me that. So yeah. But I don't want to know how I moan. She said, like, I just moan like a cat. Like, like that.
It's like, okay. I only snore as well when I'm tired, but I sleep talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't sleepwalk. I sleep talk. You can have conversations with me. They're not true answers, but you will have the stupidest like answers from me. Like, one time my parents woke me up and I have no memory of it. And I got mad at them. I was like, stop. Like, this was back in high school. I was like, stop. You know, I was, I have like a physics test tomorrow. And apparently I got really mad. It's like, I have a physics test tomorrow. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, why are you disturbing me? And blah, blah, blah. Like, I literally went on a whole rampage, which I do not recall at all. They just told me the next day. They woke me up early. They were like, hey, you have to study for your physics exam. I'm like, what physics exam? I didn't even take physics. I took accounting. Because you have to pick our subject. So it was accounting or physics. I'm like, I took accounting. What are you talking about? I don't take physics. And they're like, no, you got mad. I'm like, no. And I still talk in my sleep. One thing that Nico tells me, he remembers really well, is that he woke me up once. And I was like, why'd you wake me up? I'm a cereal. He's like, what? I'm a cereal. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, the breakfast. I'm a cereal. I need to go back being a cereal. So you'll not hear any true answers from me. You'll hear the stupidest. But yeah, I sleep talk.
Okay. We will have another episode for that, Amy. Anyway, next is, what did you dream last night? Or what did you dream about last night? For me, no. I didn't dream anything last night. But I usually have vivid dreams. But I'm not going to talk about it today because it's going to be a long episode if I do. How about you, Amy?
I think it's fine. Let's make this a long episode. It's about them getting to know us. Anyway, okay. We don't make episodes for them to get to know us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Let's do this.
So what's your most, what's the most recent vivid dream that you had, at least?
It's actually a very weird dream in a sense that in my dream, I was in Singapore. I don't know why, but my mind registered it as Singapore. And then there was this building that I was going into, but the underground is like waterways.
Okay.
You know, like the inside of the building, I don't know if it's upper floors or whatever, but it's like you can only go through that using a waterway, like a small boat, maybe like Water 7, maybe that influenced my dream. I don't know. And then I'm not joking. Sometimes I get influenced by whatever I'm watching. And then in that dream, I had to ride that boat. And then for some reason, it has to go two ways. And then I chose the left side. And then when I chose the left side, it went all the way down. Like it went to, then I woke up. So I forgot. Anyway.
It's like one of those falling dreams where you feel like,
yeah. And I actually had, I used to have a dream journal when I was in the Philippines because I always dream vividly. And then now what I do is I type it on my notepad on the phone because like, I like remembering my dreams, but I've had a lot of really bad dreams, like zombie apocalypse, zombies eating me. I don't know, a lot of things. But anyway, how about you? If you didn't dream last night, what was the last vivid dream you've had?
My dream last night was, I was walking in a park alone in the dark. Then I was attacked and someone tried to choke me. The end.
Girl, dreams are mostly dying, huh? I can see the pattern. Sorry. Sorry. Anyway, going back.
Yeah.
Now, next question is, do you have a middle name? See, in the Philippines, middle name means something different. I don't know if it's the same thing here in the UAE. So I don't want to say my full name because, like, hello, it's easy to, you know, get our information and stuff. Is this safe?
Yeah.
Is this a safe question? I don't want to answer this. I'm sorry.
Is it part of your bank? What do you call?
Yeah, the bank account. Yeah, like, I mean, don't want to say. Name. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No. But like, yeah. What Vibs was trying to say, like, in Philippines, Filipinos usually have two first names. So like, I think in like Western countries, your middle name is basically how Filipinos would put their first name, because you would have two first names, and then your middle name in Philippines is your mother's maiden name, and then your last name is your father's last name.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can say my first name, my full first name, but not the middle name that I know of. So yeah, it's Suzanne.
Yeah, I don't mind because I have my full name written everywhere. My middle name, which is my mom's maiden name, is Suerte. So I can literally say lucky.
You're lucky. Okay, since you said it, I'll say it too. My god. So my middle name is Samson. So that's why they have this joke, Samson and Delilah, you know. So that's it. Yeah.
That's a really cool middle name.
It's very common in the Philippines. I don't like it actually.
Really?
I really like my surname though. If you ever know someone who has the same surname as mine, they're probably my relative, distant relative. But yeah. That's how rare my surname is in the Philippines. Going back, do you have a dog?
I have two cats. The last time I had a dog, I was 17 or 18. My dad got it. I don't know why he got it for me. It was a Dalmatian. It was a Dalmatian puppy. I think he just got it because he realized I was really sad, but I was really just going through a breakup. I don't know why he got it for me. So in my head, he got it for me because I was going through a breakup. But I really don't know why he suddenly came home with a Dalmatian. He's like, oh, this puppy is for you. I'm like, thanks, Dad. So yeah, that was the last time I had a dog. If you're wondering what happened to the dog, I don't know. He escaped from the house. And next thing you know, our neighbor had a dog, which never went outside. So I can just assume.
Put two and two together.
I'm not saying the neighbor stole the dog. I'm just saying one day Toby went out, got missing. We couldn't find him. And the next day our neighbor had a dog barking. Right? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So for me, in the Philippines, yes, we do have a lot of dogs because my dad... Honestly, my dad's side of the family, they love dogs so much. My grandma has a dog. My aunts has dogs. My dad has a lot of dogs. My dad is actually a dog breeder and a dog trainer. Ooh. So, like, we have these big canine dogs at home. Like, last that I remember, we have 4 or 5, 6, 7, that much. Yeah, I think we had, at one point, we had 7 dogs all at the same time. See, the thing is, I would say I am fond of dogs, but at the same time, I'm not, you know?
Because you're used to them, or?
Yeah, maybe because I'm used to them. Just like how kids look like to me. Like, I like playing with them. Oh, you're so cute. But like the taking care part, no, thank you. Mm. I'll just borrow your kid for a day. Thank you so much. So same thing as dogs. I'm sorry if I'm comparing kids to dogs, but that's how I look at it. The dog is cute when you're petting them, but if you're actually taking care of them, like you will have to take care of the pee, the poop, especially if they're not potty trained, the food, yeah. The responsibility. Especially our dogs are high energy. I'm sorry, I'm an introvert. Like, I cannot. Our dogs are too extroverted for me, so yeah, I don't know. I like dogs, but maybe the small ones, the small breeds, the usual. Because we used to have two Chihuahuas at home. Those are the ones that I like, the playful ones. I'm not saying I'm a dog hater. It's just that the breeds of the dogs that I've been surrounded with are the big dogs, which I really don't like. I remember a reason why I don't like them. I got bitten by our own dog.
Oh no, why? Yeah.
So there was a time that, obviously, I love cosplaying. And then I was playing around with my sister. And then I had this wig that arrived that day and I was so excited. So I put it on my sister. So we have two houses that are like just few steps in between. And this is our house. There's this house. And then there's a space in between where the dogs are staying. And then there's our main house. So what happened was I was crossing that line from our main house to the other house with my sister. I was carrying my sister and she was wearing a wig. The dog didn't recognize her.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, and our dog was on a leash because he was a big dog. He is a Belgian Malinois. I'm not sure if I pronounced it correctly. The canine dogs. Just imagine the four canine dogs are there. And then he couldn't recognize my sister. I was carrying her and I got bit on my back. Like the front teeth, like this.
Injections for you again.
Yeah, another injection, set of injections. So like, that's why. So I don't know. I have a mixed feelings with dogs. Like right now, I don't have any plans on having pets. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, no, especially in Dubai, it's apartments. Like,
yeah, no, it's, they're not friendly. Like, I feel like you have to be rich to have a pet here in Dubai. Like, I mean, to have a dog, not a cat, because cats are still pretty much, you know, low maintenance. But dogs, especially that kind of big dogs, you need to have a space for them. They're hyperactive. Yeah. They have to have their own space and all. And by the way, I remember I have a friend, Jazz, who has a podcast as well. And then he mentioned it one time about having pets. I think this was an episode that they released and it was, the topic was about time bombs. So he said that his pets are actually time bombs. That's
what does that mean?
That's really sad because like pets will always, or we will always outlive our pets. So in a way, they're a ticking time bomb because anytime they can just like go and break your heart just like that, you know? Because for sure, they've been part of our family or they've been part of you, your family and everything. So, yeah, I don't want this to be a sad episode. But yeah, I just remembered that. Anyway, next is, how are you today?
I am fine.
I am good. Okay, next. What is your favorite part of your body? This is still part of the body, but I really like my eyes. Like, why? A lot of people have told me that I have pretty eyes, and I really do think, if I say so myself, I'm sorry, I like my eyes. Like, I think they're very expressive. Because one time, I was asking a friend, I was trying to figure out which part of my face is my asset. Because I really don't like my nose. But I said, is it lips or my eyes? And then he said, okay, do this. Put a blindfold, do you think? And then take a picture of yourself, or not a picture, but like ask people, do you still look pretty or something, and try wearing a face mask. They still look pretty, like whatever. And I always get compliments for my eyes. So yeah, that's why. That's why it's my favorite part. How about you, Amy?
My legs and thighs, like the entire.
Yeah. I was actually about to say that next for me as well, the legs. I don't know what about it with legs, but Filipino women's legs are well proportioned.
Yeah. Like the reason why I like it usually, okay, I don't know if it's the men I attract. Usually that is like their focus, because I don't have boobs and I always wear skirts, so I guess the eyes go down there. Yeah, that's usually what I get compliments on, even from women. Like I've had women tell me like, oh my god, like yours is the most like charismatic thighs I've ever seen. And I'm like, oh my god, thank you. So I always get really annoyed when, like right now, I have like a bunch of mosquito bites. I don't know, something recently that's happening to me is that I scar so easily. These are mosquito bites, guys. This isn't this. I am not being abused. I get any small scratch now or anything. It just ends up as a scar. So I got mosquito bites recently on my legs, and yeah, I'm really not happy because of that. It ruins.
Yeah, I remember Taylor Swift insured her legs, right?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, her legs are insured that if ever anything happens to her legs, she will get money.
Ooh.
Yeah. I saw that somewhere when way, way back. But yeah, I really like my legs too. Yeah, that's the second most favorite of mine.
My second most favorite is my ass. Because again, I don't have boobs. But my ass puts ass in the word asset. So like, can I say? It's all down here. Whatever you can't see in the camera, it's all... It's there.
It's up to you to see her in person. Anyway. Okay, next. I don't want this topic to go anywhere else, so let's go. Next topic. Next question. The worst pickup line you've heard.
Oh, my God.
I honestly don't remember anything right now. Or maybe because it flies above my head most of the time.
That's true. You know, it's like... Like with Vibs, because like she's very innocent as well. She, like very recently, I think like that's what she said. You only learned it like
last from week, you guys.
Maybe? Yeah,
from you and Nico. I've never heard of that's what she said joke.
Like, yeah, and it was like just last year or something like that. And we're like, that's what she said. And she's like, what? Who's she? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, who's she? Who said what?
They had to explain the joke to me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, maybe she has heard really bad pickup lines. You know, it went.
Yeah. You're like this. Like the point when. Just like whenever someone is probably hitting on me or hitting. I will, like, say we're together and someone is hitting on someone, I will always assume, it's Amy. That's her. Yeah, her. Yeah. Even in the messages, that's why she said that, it's Amy's message, you know?
Yeah, no, like even in the recent MEFCC, there were these guys. Well, they were much younger than us, but we don't look our age, so they thought we were their age probably, and they were hitting on us. And like I thought, and so obviously they were asking for our number and all of that. And we brought our
cards,
sort of business, like our business card stuff, where we have our channel and all of that. And Viv goes like, "Oh, you can follow us on our channels and blah blah blah." And then we leave. And I'm like, oh my God, girl, like, good save. I didn't even think of that. And then she's like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean, what? She's like, yeah, of course, because they wanted to follow us. I'm like, they were hitting on us. Like, they were asking if we were free this weekend and if they could meet us in Dubai. Like,
no, I didn't get that part. I only got the part like, oh, you want our number? Yeah, but here's our channel. You can follow us. And that's why I told you I got pissed, because he was trying to one-up us by saying, oh, how many followers do you have? Because I have this. I'm sorry.
He was just trying to impress us.
Didn't sound like that to me. Sounds like, oh, you have that much? I'm sorry. We're bigger than you. And I'm like, sorry. Okay, fine. Cool. Thank you for letting us know. Anyway,
he was literally like, are you guys free this weekend? And no, then he's like, oh, follow us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really didn't know. So that's why I can't remember any pickup line. How about you, Amy?
Again, like people still hit on me, like when we're outside, and it's very common. And so like I have this colleague that I always say like the worst pickup lines too. Like I could just be at the metro. This was very recent. And he was like, oh, do you work in that maid company? I think I've seen you before. I'm like, what? And then he was like, can we go out? I'm like, the most that I get, because again, I wear skirts.
Yeah.
The most that I get are you cold?
Yeah.
Like, are you cold? It's not really a pickup line because I never let them finish whatever they have to say, because I always say, no, I'm not. And then I walk away. So it became like this conversation of, oh, a guy asked me if I was cold again.
No, because girl, like, even when we're together, I always ask you if you're cold, because this girl is wearing Luffy's clothes in winter time. And I was like, how? I cannot. But yeah.
There was one guy, this happened last week. He was like, are you cold? I'm like, no. And then I walked ahead, and then he ended up in the same bus as me. And then he wrote on his phone, and then he showed me his phone, and it said, you're really pretty.
Anyway.
No, guys here don't know how to, they're not smooth.
Yeah. They look arrogant to me. That's the effect. So I don't know. Like, that's what registered in my head. Especially that time we were being, you know. Anyway, next question. I don't want to explain that anymore. Next question. So, weirdest place you've ever gone to the bathroom. So, I have this funny story. Back in uni, you remember in third year, we have to do a documentary, right? That's part of the whole curriculum, whole program. So, we went to Mountain Province in the Philippines, which is a very remote area. It's like 12 hours away from Manila by driving. So that's how far it is. It's literally towards the end of the northern part of the Philippines. So when we stayed there at that place, we were only sleeping in a Nipa hut.
Okay.
Literally Nipa hut, no electricity. If that's where we are sleeping, the washroom is outside. You have to walk like maybe, you know, a few steps, 2 minutes. No, not 2 minutes. Maybe less than a minute. Just walk. The bathroom is only up until this high. The wall is only up until this high. Maybe up until my, not waist, maybe until my chest. And there's no window, no door. It's just a, how do I say it? What's trapal in English? I don't know what's trapal.
I don't know what trapal is.
Like, it's just sort of covered with curtains, you know?
Okay.
Not curtains. You know, like, I don't know what this is called in English, but like, you know the posters of when there's an election in the Philippines, you see the banners. So that washroom doesn't have a door. It does have a semblance of a door. And the walls are only up until here. So if you're taking a dump, you can see the sky and everyone walking by. I will send you guys a picture. I will show you a picture. It's so weird. Because, like, if you're peeing in the middle of the night, you can see the stars. You know? And, like, whenever we're taking showers, because we stayed there for a week, I think. Whenever we're taking showers, we had to wear our clothes on top. Because, like, literally everyone can see you. Everyone walking around. So you cannot be naked for shower. So you have to wear your clothes while taking shower. Then go inside the house. Then change there. Because you cannot. So even the soap, you have to wear still your clothes. And then the funny part is,
like, it's so easy for people to like peep at you.
Bro, they don't even need to do that. Because literally once I stand up, it's until here. The wall is only until here. They can see. What do you mean? They don't have to peek. Literally, they can still see me naked if I were ever naked. So now the funny part is all of us were uncomfortable with that washroom. No one pooped at all in our group.
For a week.
Wait, the maximum was 3 days, please. But what happened was we were going to the mayor's house to visit because, you know, we are promoting their, you know, like formalities and stuff. And we took a dump at the mayor's house. All of us took turns because we couldn't poop. So, yeah, we had to poop in the mayor's house. That's what happened. Yeah. They had two washrooms.
I love that. Yeah.
So that was the most awkward place. Because imagine asking the mayor, "Hi, mayor. Nice to meet you. Can we use your washroom?" Because, you know, we haven't
taken a dump. And all of you are taking minimum 2 minutes.
Girl, it was, no, more than 2 minutes because it's like 3 days worth of load. I don't know if it was 3 days or longer, but it felt so freaking long. So yeah, how about you, Amy? Weirdest place?
No, I can't think of any. You know, I born and raised in this beautiful country.
Oh, yeah. So, makes sense.
So you win this round.
Yeah, win this round. And you know what I like the most about the UAE is the jet. I swear to God, like, oh my God, I love the jets. I love the shataf, whatever you call it, the bidet. My God, every single washroom has it. Thank you, UAE. You changed my life. Because in the Philippines, you might have tabo at home, you know, like the pail and the bucket. Mm. Or, I mean, what do you call it? The dipper.
Yeah, and, pail and bucket.
Pail and bucket are the same thing. But anyway, going back, no public washrooms in the Philippines have bidet. But now I think they do have jets or bidet. But here, everywhere. Oh, it's like, thank you. So yeah, you probably wouldn't have gone to a very weird bathroom anyway. So next question is, are you talking to anyone? What do you mean talking, bro?
Like talking to anyone.
No. How about you? Of course not.
No.
Yeah.
Aside from all the strangers that try to talk to me, no. I don't talk to them either. I'm like, oh.
And the funny thing is, the next question was, we should talk more. Okay, bro. Thanks. Next. Do you have siblings?
I am the eldest of four siblings. I have a two-year gap from my sister. And then my sister has a two-year gap from my brother. And then from my brother, the youngest and him have a 12-year gap.
Wow, 12-year.
Yeah. I was 16 when my brother was born. My youngest brother was born.
I'm acting surprised, but wait till you hear mine.
Yeah, no, I know yours, but do tell.
Yeah, so yeah, I do have siblings as well. We are five in total. The eldest is 6 years older than me. And then my younger brother is 1 year younger than me. Fourth sibling is 8 years younger than me. And the baby sister, the youngest, is 14 years younger than me. But the age gap between the firstborn and the lastborn is 20 years. Yeah.
Your parents really wanted to spread things out.
Yeah. You know, I realized something. So obviously my parents don't know what family planning is. But aside from that fact.
I feel like they know how to plan because there were gaps in between.
Girl, yours know how to plan. There's 2 year gap every single time. The last one was like the menopausal baby, I would assume. But for my parents were so erratic. They have one kid now. 6 years later, they have two kids. 1 year far apart, you know, like. Super erratic. And then 8 years after, and then 14 years after me. So the thing is, what I've noticed about in our household is that we're never running out of babies. There's always a baby at home. I'm not joking. Even until now, there's a lot of babies at home. What the heck?
You have babies, you have dogs.
You know? That's why. You're a
caregiver.
No, sorry. No, I cannot. Anyway. Because imagine there's always a kid and we live in a family compound. And my cousins have kids too. I'm tired. Because, you know, I'm talking to some of my friends, my colleagues. They're saying like, oh yeah, we like babies. We like kids. Because, you know, there's no kids in our family. Blah, blah. Lucky you, man. Lucky you. I envy so much. Yeah. They don't know the hardest part of having younger siblings. Especially for you, Amy. You're the eldest.
Yeah.
Asian household. Yeah. Anyway.
Asian household, eldest girl. Let's go!
Yeah, eldest girl syndrome. That's why. Anyway, eldest daughter syndrome. We both have that, Amy. Next is, what was your favorite show when you were a kid?
I think it would vary between Full House and Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Because see, yours? It says shows. Favorite show, but like, what kind of show? Is it anime? Is it
whatever? Have anime.
I mean, see, anime. I will not say anime this time because, like, hello, we're always talking about anime for a change. So, but I don't have an exact favorite. But I used to watch a lot of Fairly Odd Parents. Danny Phantom, and then Nickelodeon. You know, kind of stuff.
I love Hey Arnold.
Yeah, and
Hey Arnold, Rugrats.
Yeah. I remember I also used to watch. Wizards of Waverly Place, Selena Gomez. Mm. Yeah, when she was still in Disney. What else? Avatar. Speaking of Avatar, there's a live action we have to watch. So, yeah.
Yes, we do.
What else? I remember I really liked Fairly Odd Parents before. Like, it was just so funny for me to watch when I was a kid. Jimmy Neutron. Mm. Yeah, those titles. Oh, next one is just a message. It's not a question. The message was, you guys are the best. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Next is, I'm not sure if we should answer this or should include this, but the next question is, what religion are you?
I was raised Catholic. Both my parents are Catholic, except my mom converted to Muslim.
Oh, really?
To Islam, sorry. My mom converted to Islam probably 6 years ago. Yeah, but for me, I'm pretty agnostic. I do believe in a higher power, the universe, or God, or aliens, energies. But for a certain religion to be right, or for me to follow a certain religion, no, I don't believe in that.
Honestly, I'm the same with you, like the usual Catholic. Mm. And I studied in a Catholic school. Both of us did, you know. Yeah. But in my former younger years, I studied in the Catholic school. Pretty much the same as you, because remember, that's also one of the reasons how we clicked, you know, being agnostic, understanding that all religions have their pros and cons. For me, it's more like picking stuff out of these religions and, you know, taking them to heart. That's it. Doesn't have to be a specific religion, you know. Next, or actually, this is the last one, but this is not a question. It says you should get a tattoo. Have you ever thought of getting a tattoo, Amy?
I like it on people, but I wouldn't get it on myself. I do have photos with like
fake tattoos.
Which look real. Yeah. Which many people thought were real.
Yeah, actually.
And they do look nice on me, but I don't see myself having something permanent. I'm afraid of commitment. The longest commitment ever. I don't want it. I don't want something permanent on me. Like I want to have the freedom to sort of choose whatever, do whatever with my hair, do whatever with my body. So I don't mind having like fake tattoos which look real, or like those semi-permanent ones that eventually go away, but nothing permanent. You?
Yeah. For me, there was a time in my life that I really wanted to get a tattoo, especially here in the UAE. I remember I was living in a shared apartment, or one of the people living in that apartment is a tattoo artist. So I was this looks really cool. Maybe I should get one. But I know tattoo should have something, a deeper meaning for you, like symbolism and stuff. But even Norvin, our editor, said that, please don't get a tattoo. He told me, don't get a tattoo. Like, no. Even my parents wouldn't agree for me in getting tattoo, you know, Asian parents. But like, aside from that, like, I feel like, I'm sorry if I'm saying this, but like, I feel like I like my skin too much for me to put a tattoo on it. But even though I feel like it will look good on me, you know, like the contrast of color, like the dark color of a tattoo and stuff. But yeah, I've only done henna tattoos. That's it. But like, not a permanent one. So yeah, that's it for the questions. Anything else, Amy? Do you have any?
Oh, I do want to say.
Yeah, go.
Like back into like the tattoos, when I saw like the fake tattoo that I had was like on my chest. I have one on my leg too, but the one on my chest, right,
was
like,
insane. Yeah,
I know I mentioned earlier, like, guys still hit on me, but the amount of guys that hit on me when I had the tattoo there were like extra. They were like let's say there's a number, like, yeah, they were just
strike me, mommy.
The spike of men that hit on me when I had that tattoo. Like, not online when I posted that picture, like in real life. You know, it was like, yeah. There were like so many, and they would like always ask, like, oh, did it hurt? And to just try to make conversation with me before they asked me out. And then, you know, I don't want to play along with it. So I'm just like, no, it's fake. And then I run away.
Because see, if you guys saw the picture, it was, I would say, really... It was really good. The photos were really nicely taken. It's seductive, but in a subtle way, not in a very OnlyFans way.
Yes, I have the draw photos, basically, with the tattoo.
Yeah, so like, Amy has one post. I'm not sure if I should do this, but like, she's just covering her boobs, you know. I don't know if I should say this. And the leg part where you're wearing like, I don't know if it's a pullover or something. And then it's just the leg like this, like, yeah. See, I still remember. Because even when I saw it, I was like, what the heck happened to Amy? And when you released that photo, correct me if I'm wrong, it was in the middle of the lockdown. Like, still COVID season. So I was like...
It was... I remember it was like May 2021, because it was just before I joined a particular job.
Yeah.
So,
but even then, it was still a bit strict when it comes to the mask and stuff. It's like Amy got crazy over the lockdown. What happened? And I remember when I got henna tattoo, there's a very memorable one. I did a tattoo on my neck. It was from an anime, and that anime was Vampire Knight. So there's this main character that has a tattoo on his neck. I put it here with a henna tattoo in school because they were doing the carnival stuff. And when I got home, my mom thought it was real. Hit me. It's like, no, it's fake. Excuse me. It's going to go out in a few weeks. I'm not going to put a tattoo on my neck like this. Yeah. Anyway, anything? That's it. That's it for this episode. Anything you want to promote, Amy?
yeah, you can just follow me at just AmyThing on my socials. And of course, don't forget to follow the Ara Ara channel on our socials. And for Viv's
Black Mage, I am honestly thinking if I should start streaming again. Maybe I will. Especially it's Ramadan, so like we have shorter timings. Short timings. Yeah. That's the only. I'm sorry, but yeah, I know it's a religious thing, but that's what I like. Like the shorter our timings. So yeah. Anyway, that's it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We didn't really talk much about anime, and do join our Discord server. We will put the link in the description. So see you again next time. Bye, guys.
See you. Bye.